Welcome, open-minded viewers, to Science and Spirituality for the conclusion of a two-part series on the near-death experiences, or NDEs, of Mr. Danyon Brinkley. Mr. Brinkley underwent his first NDE in 1975 at the age of 25 when he was talking on the telephone. A lightning bolt hit the phone line, sending approximately 180,000 volts of electricity into his head. He traveled through a tunnel and visited a brightly lit place filled with beauty and unconditional love. There he experienced what he calls a panoramic life review, detailing every event during his first 25 years of life on Earth. He also met a number of loving, radiant beings. The NDE led Danyon Brinkley to write a book called Saved by the Light, which was published in 1994 and became a New York Times bestseller. His story was made into a highly rated television movie as well. Besides giving lectures on what he has learned about the afterlife, Mr. Brinkley uses his understanding of life and death to aid American veterans who are terminally ill. A former Marine who truly loves his country, he is the co-founder of the Twilight Brigade, a nonprofit organization that provides end-of-life care to veterans. In 2007, he received the President's Lifetime Achievement Award for outstanding volunteer service in hospitals that treat veterans. 14 years after his first NDE, Danyon Brinkley underwent his second near-death experience.
In 1989, I had heart failure. And I had to have open heart surgery. The first time I had a near-death experience, it was on the job training. The next time, I had 5 days to think about it.
Mr. Brinkley didn't want to undergo the life-saving procedure, as he wished to return to heaven. But his family and friends convinced him to have the operation, as they naturally did not wish to lose him.
I didn't go to the Crystal City. I went someplace higher. Another higher vibration, another level of consciousness. This place where the energy was how harmony and resonance existed, where everything vibrated the same, and you could become parts of consciousness. You could think 30,000 things at the same time, and you could piece it together and pull it apart and see how a psychology would work, or a perspective would work, or how an equation would work, how something was created, you know, how it would come together as a matter from particles and subatomic, and you would watch it and see planets, and you could see all these levels of consciousness. And there was this building that was built of what looked like glass that had color in them. And when the light from the outside would shine through the color, and those colors blended from each of those panels in the room, it created a vibration and a frequency that I could see. I could see that vibration, and I could see that frequency, and I could see how it was interacting with beings. And these beings were moving through these rows of flowers of such shimmering beauty. It was amazing, and the sense I got was, this is the feeling that can be created on this earth. Of all the near-death experiences, that would have to be the coolest moment. I knew I was in a place where God was. I knew I was in the presence of the divine. So it's the coolest moment. And then here I come back again.
Another 8 years passed, and in 1997, Danyon Brinkley had a third NDE.
I went into brain surgery. I lifted out of my body. And as I lifted out of my body, I was in this blue-gray place, the same place I'd always been, where I could look around and see what was going on. I could watch to see what was happening. And for the first time, I realized that I was not alone in this blue-gray place. The first two times over 22 years, I thought I was alone. But I wasn't. There was another world. There was a level of consciousness that existed there that I'd never noticed before the first two times. I knew there was a world. And then I go down the tunnel. I come into the place of light. But I'm really thinking about this blue-gray place and all these beings and all these things that I sensed, but I didn't get a chance to see because I was going through the normal pattern of Daniel leaving this world. Going from this world to the next, I start the panoramic life review. I get through the first 40 years, but it's of no interest to me because I'm fixated on who else was in the blue-gray place. And then all of a sudden, I'm back there, a place where you go that you don't have to go down the tunnel. You can stay. When we fixate on what we're doing as opposed to what we were sent to do, a lot of times you develop an idea about yourself. There is a level of consciousness that you do not have to leave who you are. You could keep being afraid and frightened. You could have been abused that you don't want to go down the tunnel. You can pay attention to things, and you don't have to go down the tunnel because you still have free will. There were so many veterans of so many wars in this place.
Mr. Brinkley wants people to know they don't have to go or stay in this unhappy blue-gray place. He says discovering our true self-nature in the present will help us avoid this realm after we pass on.
The message is, we must find ourselves as spiritual beings in our mission so that that weakness or that thought doesn't capture us. No one stays there forever. You're free when you choose to, but a lot of people have resentment and anger and denial and lack of appreciation for themselves because they forgot they were a great, powerful, and mighty spiritual being with dignity, direction, and purpose. And they forgot that they are the difference that the divine makes on this earth. No matter where they are, no matter what they do, that's what they are. You are the difference that God makes, and you get a chance to identify that self so you can see yourself as a co-creator. That's why you were sent, and that's why you chose to come. Once you put your minds into that place, you find peace and focus and wealth and happiness and service and a beautiful wife. A beautiful person to love you and to hope and aspire with you. And all those things that we all deserve to have. I spent 41 hours in this place. And when I came out and they woke me up, I knew what I had to do and I began the Twilight Brigade, one of the largest end-of-life care volunteer programs for dying veterans in American history. Making a difference in the quality of the end of life of those who have served this country. They were there for us when we needed them. We must be there for them now that they need us.
Over 5,000 volunteers from the Twilight Brigade provide care and comfort to those who are nearing the end of their life's journey on Earth.
I got up from dead and I built this. We're over 19,000 veterans that we've been with, and we have hundreds of thousands of hours at the bedside, nationwide.
By truly understanding the nature of love, Daniel Brinkley believes each of us can be uplifted and closer to the divine.
The biggest crisis that humankind faces is it sets no spiritual value on its own love. Who am I before I give you love? Who am I before I help? Who am I? Because what we've learned to do is to give it and not give it a value until it's returned. We get robbed. We get cheated. We get hurt. We get mad. Why? Because we never placed a value on ours first. Because if you place a value on being a great, powerful, and mighty spiritual being with dignity, direction, and purpose, and you take an action in goodness and kindness, then ever what the reciprocation of that is only something you're measuring, not something that is controlling or dominating you. I want people to be powerful as spiritual beings. And then choice. When you say in the panoramic life review, you're going to see your whole life, you're going to watch it from a second-person point of view, looking at your choices. Then you're going to become every person that you ever encounter. Then the power of the choices you make and why you're making it becomes so important in your everyday life. So it's choices. Mm-hmm. All about love, what you believe about your love, how you're making your choices based on your intention, based on the panoramic life review, and then prayer. A word so overworked and so overused. But prayer is defined as willful, conscious intent. Willful, to be willing. Conscious, to be aware of a stream of thought. An intent, a direction and purpose to hold true and integrity to achieve that goal. Those four things give you back your life and your power and your right as a divine spiritual being. It will override your egomatic consciousness in who you are.
Part of Mr. Brinkley's message of love includes love for animals. He has posted the following thoughts on the importance of what we choose to eat on his website.
We need to take a very close and honest look at the way our food gets to our table. The inhumane conditions of livestock farming must end. Many of these animals spend their lives in cages barely large enough for them to stand in. These animals are pumped full of hormones, antibiotics, and steroids to accelerate their growth. All of this goes from the animal and into our bodies after their slaughter. Very soon we will draw a line in the sand when it comes to what we allow ourselves to put into our bodies as food.
Our appreciation, Danyon Brinkley, for sharing some of the profound lessons you learned during your near-death experiences. Heaven bless your noble mission to help people remember their great spiritual selves and aid vulnerable veterans. For more details on Danyon Brinkley, please visit the following website, www.danyon.com. Books including Saved by the Light, as well as DVDs and CDs by Mr. Brinkley, are available at the same website. Thank you for your presence today on our program. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom, after Noteworthy News. May we forever strive to selflessly serve others.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/SS.